back again for the final episode of the year. You already know what it is.
Episode 32, season 5 finale.
Damn, crazy. We made it, man.
We were looking back through the archives. We haven't had a season this long since, like, peak pandemic when we were doing it remotely.
Damn.
I feel kind of good, man.
We're still putting in work.
We're getting better. We're adding more episodes every season.
Season, baby.
Next year, it might be 33.
Next year.
I don't know.
We got to get to that 33 mark.
How many weeks are there in a year? 52?
Something like that?
One day we'll get there. Cut the cameras. We back, man.
We're always back, man.
We got a, I would say, a special episode planned.
This is a festive ass fucking episode, bro. We haven't had a episode like that's been kind of like chill, maybe a little bit unstructured. In a long time, so it should be kind of fun to get into it. But you know how we do in our end of season recaps, let's call them.
Yep.
We got to go through what happened in the year. Best moments, worst moments.
Yep.
What's next?
Exactly.
You already know what it is. 100%. And of course, we have our, like I said in the last episode, it's not Hennessy, but it's
some
Toki Santori whiskey, Japanese whiskey.
We'll do a little cheers.
Cheers.
Very nice.
It's delicious.
Very nice.
Nice and smooth.
Like us,
yeah, like our voices, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I already know what it is.
But, you know, before we get into our year recap, I think we just need to do a little bit of touch base, you know, what happened over the week, anything you get up to, anything notable, what's going on in Alex's life?
I got my 3-year anniversary kind of coming up, so very excited, yeah.
Okay.
A little bit about that, so lots of plans heading to Montreal. On Wednesday, actually. So by the time this episode drops,
I'm
going to be in the air. You know what I mean? Like I'm flying.
How long are you there?
Only a couple of days, and then we're going to train to Ottawa, spend Christmas with my family in Ottawa, and then come back.
Yeah, that's actually a good
plan. I feel like it's like easier to like go there and then come back, sort of thing. So, should be good. But other than that, like, just trying to like take it easy, kind of wind down for the holidays, make sure that like there's nothing outstanding at work or anything before the break. So I'm off basically as of tomorrow and today. So
For the rest of the year. I'm jealous, man.
Yeah.
I have like no time off.
I was like, I gotta take it. You know, I have days outstanding and like you know, might as well do it. Plus it's like my boss's last few days in the office. So I'm like it's crazy. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of changes happening at work. But
Man, the last 2 weeks are gonna be like I'm gonna be there, but are we really getting anything done?
No,
it's a circle back in January type of you know, like this is January's problem.
Yeah. But once you get to a certain point in the year, I feel like this week is just kinda like, okay, do your best to get half the stuff done.
Look busy.
Yeah.
Look
and busy. if it's not done,
it's not the end of the world.
You know what I mean?
And then, like, next week I'm going to be working from, like, Wednesday to Friday, technically.
Yeah.
But, like, I might push one design pixel, you know?
Yeah, I don't think many people are going to be, like, working during those days, which is kind of nice because, like, my company offers, like, those that kind of, like, in-between Christmas
time
and
off.
New Year's time which would be great. There's still games, but, like, you know, it'll be easy and then... You know, we got January approaching. January is always the worst month of the year, so I'm not looking forward to it.
You're back in it. You're refreshed, and the work just that you deferred from December.
It's like, we back.
It's like, oh, you actually have to do that. When you keep pushing something, it, like, eventually needs to be done. But, I mean, we've been dealing with this every year of our working life for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, same shit, different year.
So, on what you got going on for like the Christmas holidays, jump into that. I felt like it hasn't really felt like the holidays at all.
There's no snow.
I'm pretty sure it's raining right now.
Yeah, it's raining.
It's been gray. It's been kind of crappy. I haven't felt like the holiday spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you end up going to a mall or no?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I went to Sherway. It was bonkers in there, bro.
Okay.
It was nuts a couple weeks ago.
Those are the holidays, brother.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nah, I'm not really in the holiday spirit, I wouldn't say.
Get one of these in you and then...
Get one of these,
A good question.
But yeah, I mean, again, no snow. I live on my own now, so like it's on me to like form decorations and like create that vibe in my own environment.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing that, so like... I'm just chilling, man. What I like about the holidays, I was talking to a friend about this, is like I don't so much care about like Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
I more so care about like the energy that it brings during the holidays.
Totally.
I find people are just like in a better mood. You obviously get a bit more family time as well. It just kind of brings a lot with it.
Yeah, you have something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's not so much like, oh, the tradition of Santa and the story and like Christmas movies. Like for me, it's here nor there, but I just like the energy that it brings around this month.
Yeah, it's a cozy time of year, you know what I mean? And that's why when it's like, it's not snowing out, it doesn't really feel like it, like we're still just as busy.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm like, damn, like,
it could be any other.
I feel like the Grinch right now, you know what I mean?
Damn.
No, but it'll be nice to like spend some time with family. Like what's most important out of any of that is like spending time with friends and family, enjoying, you know, Christmas games like meals with your family or your friends or whatever. Like, because the Christmas dinner hits different. I'll say that.
Christmas dinner?
It's fire.
Yeah,
bro.
You can't get it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I want to like do something maybe a little bit different next year. Right. Like, my family's done Christmas the same way basically
every year
for as long as I've been alive.
Right.
But it'd be kind of cool to do like a new like cuisine or something from a different culture or something
switch it up.
Do like maybe like a Chinese Christmas or something like that, or like Chinese food for Christmas, or some, like, you know, where my dad's from, maybe do like a Senegalese,
that would be dope,
you know, Christmas dinner. What I mean, where there's like, actually they don't celebrate Christmas over but like show us Kwanzaa, bro. But it'd be fun to do something like that, something to switch it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah
Like it seem a little bit more cultured.
Yeah, it's funny. Every year I talk about doing like a... Have you done like a Friendsmas before?
No, never.
I talk about it almost every year, and then we don't end up doing it.
Oh, damn.
But what we're trying to do this year, at least, is like for New Year's. Like, I don't know if you have New Year's plans, but
I guess my invite got caught in the mail. Yeah. The secondhand invite, no problem.
We're trying to do one of those like cottage kind of trips, you know, like get big house somewhere out in Ontario, a couple hours away. Get like 15 people in there and just have a dope time for a couple days.
A jolly old time.
I mean, Christmas will be over, so it'll just be a dope old time.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah. What are you saying New Year's, or what's the vibe you're gonna be on?
I'm not sure, man.
Yeah.
Last New Year's, like I always feel like it's a scramble.
You know what I mean?
It's like, oh, shit, who's doing this and who's doing what? I'm like,
you're evaluating options. You're like, do I go here? Do I go there?
Yeah. But like, to be honest, like I don't like going out.
No.
Especially on New Year's.
Yeah.
And like, there's always a billion things going on. I'm like, last year, I'm pretty sure me and Jill just like hung out here and we went to like our friend's place at like 1 a.m.
Oh, yeah, so we all like, dropped at home and then you went
to celebrated and then we like went to a friend's place after and just had a few drinks.
Hey, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
Like, for me, the most important thing is like spending time with like your loved ones, you know, and just enjoying the moment. But like, the cottage situation seems like it'd be pretty fire.
Yeah, it's like that or like a house party. Like,
yeah,
house parties are always fun, but then it's like, hey, who has a house anymore, number one?
Yeah,
you know, who wants to actually throw a party?
Yeah,
you don't want to do the club because then that's just a whole mess of things. So New Year's has never really been that lit for a while, I think, because I maybe put too much like pressure on it needing to be this amazing thing.
I remember New Year's back in the day being fucking sick.
It was dope.
New Year's like 10 years ago, like I was like, oh man, it's a big day of the year, super fun. You know what I mean? But then it kind of turned into
whatever.
And I was like, damn, I actually like don't give a shit anymore.
Nah, man. Yeah, I mean, we'll see, man. We'll report back and like whenever we come back with it, season six, and we'll be like, here's what we did over the New Year's, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Should we get into it, man, though? Should we do our
recap
session here?
Let's do it, man.
You know, so we got a few things planned. I mean, we did this same format last year, I think the year before. We want to talk about the highlights.
Yep.
We want to talk about some like key trends that we noticed.
Yep.
What stood out in the best ways? Get into like favorite, you know, albums and top meme moments. Obviously, we have to talk about memes.
We have to.
You know, we gotta talk about the lowlights as well. You know, what stood out in the worst ways, and then cap things off with like, what is the 2024 outlook and vision maybe for the Mad Mix?
Yep.
We're evolving every year. We do something new kind of every year.
Yep.
What's next year gonna look like?
Yes, sir.
You know. So let's start with highlights.
All right.
Highlights of the year. I was trying to think back of like what, if I had to tell people about my 2023, what would be like the things I'm most excited to talk about? Travel, you know, obviously, I think you're going to have the same sentiment, but going to Jamaica for those like 2 weeks and a bit, staying with my dad, and that was very recently too.
Yeah.
Top moment for one of my favorite trips, for just multiple reasons that I also mentioned on the podcast, but that, as well as like the New York trip for my birthday with my boys, like that was a vibe, just chilling in Brooklyn. I realized when I was trying to think back, like, I actually started a new job this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, this year feels like it was like a really long year.
It does. You know,
I mean, there's, right. And by not in like a bad way, not but in like, I'm like, man, a lot of shit went down this year.
A lot, yeah. So I started January, whatever the first working day of January was. That was the first day I started at the company I'm at now in a senior design role, which is, you know, finally I'm kind of at that level, put in my time, and it felt good to just kind of get that recognition. So, yeah, new job this year, made more money this year, was able to save more this year, which is all, you know, great stuff. And then the other thing I have here is I was in a boxing fight camp. I forgot about that. Like, yeah. For like 3.5 months, I was working out 6 days a week, sparring like twice a week, you know, really leaning more into this new skill, this new sport that I wanted to dig into, you know?
Yeah.
So those would kind of be my highlights. I think travel, just new job, new experiences that way. And then the boxing, kind of leaning into that, because not only was it just great for the sport, but like the community. Like, I met so many dope guys at that gym that we hang out outside of the gym now. You know?
It's
the favorite part of all of it. You know?
Fuck with that.
What about you, man? What are your highlights?
Man, I'll say that, like, you know, I started the year, I came into this year a little bit banged up. Like, I got busted my ankle right at the beginning of the year, and that kind of like set me back a little bit mentally, which was like tough. But I'll say that, like, before I get into travel, I'll say, like, kind of similarly, like, I started playing basketball with a random group of guys that, like, my friend invited me to, like, a run one time. And, like, I've been running with these guys, the same guys, for almost, like, 2 years now.
Yeah.
Which is, like, or at least a year and a half, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing. Like, you know, it started out as just, like, hey, what's going on? You hoop, and then you go home. But, like, you know, sometimes, like, we'll go out for a pint or, like, grab some wings or something after, and like just get to know each other and just have fun, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I also joined a rec league with like some friends that I met in Sweden, of all places.
Yeah, you tell me that. Yep.
Which was like a ton of fun, you know what I mean? And it allowed me to like meet new people, because like, I'll be 100%, man, like, I don't really like do much these days, you know what I mean? Like, I don't have like a ton of friends. Like, I don't like go out and like hang out with somebody every other night or whatever it is. Like, I become like a homebody for sure.
Sure.
So it's like to have people that you can like, you know, at least see once a week, and you just, you know, get some exercise and just like get to know people a little bit differently. And that's been like a fun moment for me, especially for as someone who like is pretty disconnected from my like main group of friends back home in Ottawa.
Sure.
You know? So it's nice to have like that, something to look forward to like that, I'd say. And then, so to summarize that one, I'd say like the opportunity that like basketball and like has given me socially has been like a huge highlight for me.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with golf. Golf's been a ton of fun.
Yeah, like, I've
been playing a lot of golf this summer compared to like, you know, previous years. So I've learned a lot. I've tried to be a little bit more patient with it. It's fun, man. It's given me like a new like challenge, a new skill.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say like traveling was a big one, man. Traveling was the first time where like I outside, really went over the pond.
Yeah.
I went to Ireland. I went to Sweden. It was just like a fantastic time.
Yeah.
It was a totally different experience than anything I've ever been a part of.
True.
And it was like really cool to like witness that and be a part of that firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you know, we round out the year, like, I would say like those were probably like my like two major things. Like work has been like super busy. Work has been like roller coaster of emotions, right? There's a lot of ups, of downs, and like, you know, it can be very difficult and tricky. But one thing that I've really done, and I'll shout at my boss who's leaving this week.
Yep.
She's moving to San Francisco of all places. A highlight of my like, I'd say like working career, and something that maybe I didn't necessarily maybe something I took for granted, was like how important like a strong like relationship with like your boss could be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And what that meant for like my own personal growth and how I can separate work and life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she first and foremost is like a very like down to earth person. She's like, since day one, she's always been kind of like a real person, and like I think like authenticity in a leader is something that's really really important, and something that like I've really learned from her is like you don't need to change who you are to like work anywhere. You know what I mean? Like you can still be who you are as a person, and that's more important than any type of like, you know, suit that you put on or professionalism that you put up or whatever it is. Like the, you can be a professional, but it's also like almost important just be like a regular person and bring things down to earth a little bit. So I appreciate my boss for that one, man. I'm definitely gonna miss her. But it's been a great year, and I'm really happy with how much I've learned from her and the team and what that means for me to like step up as a leader for my group. So lots of stuff, man.
It's been
a crazy year.
Hey, I love it. I love it. I think we're starting pretty well, just kind of going through those highlights. It's always good when you're trying to just like remember, because it took me a while to just like, okay, if I start from January, what was my life like? And that's when the job thing came up. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I did boxing and like all these things. Yeah. But yeah, dope to see that. Highlights of the year. If you've been listening to our podcast for the whole year, you wouldn't be surprised by any of those. You
it's
know,
true.
Hopefully.
It's true.
Let's get into trends. You know, this might bring in additional ones as we talk about it, but I don't think we could mention anything higher than the advancement of like AI.
Definitely. Definitely.
Like we have talked about AI on almost every episode for 32 episodes.
Yep.
You know, you have ChatGPT with OpenAI, crazy capabilities there in terms of, you know, being able to ask like a language model whatever you want, and then it spits out like an essay for you or a movie script. And that concept was just like, what the fuck?
This is the first time that I'd ever actually seen anything of this like technological advancement actually be like put into practice in anybody's life. And that's what I think is what separates things like that and VR and other things. You're like, man, VR had the potential to be unreal, and it's still cool, but like, there's not like an everyday use case to it.
No. Yeah.
You know?
The fact that my mom uses ChatGPT like pretty regularly, but would never touch like an Oculus VR headset, doesn't care about that, right? But I think when I start to see the older generation use ChatGPT is when I'm like, oh, this thing's got legs. This is like, this is going somewhere. We're seeing that. So we also saw like AI playing a role in like creativity.
Yeah.
AI art we were talking about earlier this
like
year.
When
AI
everyone music. Like changed their like profile.
And mine is still changed, man.
Yeah, I'm like, this is actually like crazy. This is super cool.
Yeah. The AI song with The Weeknd and Drake, remember that stuff?
Oh yeah.
Got a Grammy nomination or submitted for the Grammys. So we were talking about just like what is creativity going to look like years from now? You know, will people care if they're listening to an AI song as long as it's good?
Yeah.
We've had like endless kind of conversations about that. I think it's just like the relationship with AI has been a huge trend. Something that, I don't know, we've talked about like our projection for 10 years, but like no one knows, you know, is it going to get better? Is it going to get worse? Are we all just going to be talking to like an AI in our homes alone, like in the future? Probably.
Hopefully. I don't do shit. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, like it's very different. And I feel like it's been one of those things that has really exploded in, you know, 2023.
100%.
I'd say if we're ready to jump to the next thing.
Yeah.
It's not really like my favorite trend, but I have to point it out because we talked about it right before this. But, like, man, like, Taylor Swift, like, popped off this year.
Yeah,
shit was crazy, dude. Like, I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I knew she was, like, big. I knew she was popular. But, like, I didn't think she was, like, this big. What I find, like, very odd is, like, there's, like, her, like, followers. And, like, obsessive. Obsessive followers. I'm like, man, to each their own. I'm never going to be, like, oh, you shouldn't like this. Or you shouldn't do this. Or whatever. Like, I'm no higher on any sort of spectrum than anybody else when it comes to like anything subjective like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Relax a little bit.
I'm like, this is nuts. Like, it's like, there's like an entire like army of people who are like watching your every move and commenting on your life as if it's like a movie or like a documentary or like a Netflix series.
Yeah.
I find that so strange.
And if you say anything critical, like if we were to upload a clip of us talking about this right now, our comments, forget the Connors, bro. Wait till you get the Ashleys, bro. Wait till you get the Ashleys would be, oh my God. Man. Every video they would comment negative stuff about us, you know, because it's an army, man. And it's not, it's funny because I always wonder, like, whose fault is it almost? Like when you see like a Beyonce or a Taylor Swift that garner this kind of crazy amount of fandom, it's not like their fault, but then also it's like they don't really keep their fandom in check.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if they ever really like try to adjust that kind of behavior of like, yo, guys, don't go flooding people's comments. Like, don't do that.
Yeah,
shit.
Like chill as fuck. Chill, just relax.
I don't even know if that would work, but I've never heard them really, and I could be wrong, but I've never heard them take that stance.
Because it's a part of like the. It's part of the hype, right? Yeah, you just like, okay, like I'm part of the conversation. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I'll keep it 100%, man. Like,
yeah.
I didn't really listen to Taylor Swift that much. Like last Friday night, like me and Joe were just like hanging out here. Yeah. We had like a couple drinks. Whatever.
Isn't that a song? Last Friday night.
It was last night we led.
Last Friday night.
That's then Katy Perry, oh, bro. Come on, dog. Dude, you're acting as if I don't know my Katy Perry.
Damn. No. All right. Yeah.
Anyways, we were like chilling here. I'm like. Throw some Taylor Swift on, you know what I mean? I don't know enough to like criticize it. Like, there's a few songs I've heard on the radio. I'm like, I can see why these are super popular. They're like very catchy pop songs.
True, true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We listen to a couple songs, like a couple like deep cuts kind of thing, and I'm like, it's not bad. Like, I don't like.
I'm sure
I don't,
she's a good artist.
I didn't like have like a vicious reaction to it. I'm like,
no.
It's not like my style of music, but I listen to a couple songs. And I'm like. Yeah, this is actually like pretty good. Like why people like this. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not like any better than anybody else. Like there's a lot of people who will like criticize and comment and say, "Oh yeah, like this shit's terrible," for the sake of like being like, "Oh, I fucking hate that." And I've been that person to some extent. But I'm like, I listen to this stuff and I'm like, yeah, it's not really for me, but like there's some shit that I fuck with about it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I think people just need to realize, like, okay, some things are jokes, but then if you really do believe that your music taste is better than any other single person in the world, you're too full of yourself.
Yeah, you're just...
Music is subjective, right? Yeah. I'll make all the jokes in the world. Like, I'll say Taylor Swift is trash, but that's fundamentally as a joke. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she's a good artist. My least favorite song could be someone's... favorite song in the world.
And yeah.
No one is right or wrong in that.
Totally.
What I think is crazy, though, is, like, excessive fandom.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I have any friends that are that way. I don't think I do. But I think if you're treating somebody, and to each their own, but if you're treating somebody like they're more important than your actual own life and your own friends and family, and this is an artist that doesn't know who you exist, that's you're crazy. Getting in a dangerous, like, stan territory where it's like, you got
to
fix that.
I was like, you need to fill the void with, like, something real and tangible in your life.
Go
you
touch grass.
Go to a bar and go talk to a guy. Like, you know what I mean?
And
like,
don't bring up Taylor Swift.
Just do your thing. But I have to say, like, it's not my favorite trend, but I'd say, like, that shit just exploded. That was crazy. Like, even the relationship between, like, her and Travis Kelce, I'm just dude, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, the people are like, oh, it's so adorable. Look how he did this and this. I'm like,
yeah,
what the fuck, dude? Like, he's a fucking football player. Yeah. Like, you know, like...
Like, when he was like looking at the scoreboard or something, and they're like, "Oh, he's looking at her in the stands," and he's just—I like,
was like, "Bro's checking to see if there's a flag seconds. On the play." Like, bro's checking to see if he fucking scored a touchdown.
Man, but yeah, for all that, I mean, Taylor Swift is the first and only artist to reach 1 billion in tour revenue. So she's cemented in history.
She's doing something right, man.
She's doing something right. But this might lean into our next thing, man. So we want to talk about what stood out in the best ways. Yep. Favorite albums, man? Is Taylor Swift on your list for the year?
I didn't listen to her latest album.
I don't even know if she dropped a new album.
I'm not sure what it's called. Yeah, I don't know.
She re-recorded.
Yeah, I know. A re-release, which I'm like, I read into that. I'm like, that's actually kind of cool.
Kind of cool, who stood out for you?
Man, it was a big country year for me, bro.
Ooh.
They call me Big Country.
You
know? big Morgan Wallen guy.
Yeah.
Listened to a ton of songs.
True.
That album that he came out with this year was fire. I listened to it a billion times, driving on those old dusty country roads, you know.
No,
I like drove to my buddy's cottage.
Yeah.
And he like lives like just like north of Belleville.
That was
and
a perfect time.
I remember just like as soon as I turned off the 401, I was like, all right, let's get this shit cranked.
Yeah.
I'm like driving through the fucking hills and shit.
I was going to say, it might not hit the same when you're driving down King Street.
No. But it was good. The same thing with the Gunna album, Gift of the Curse. That one was pretty fire. Like, I really liked that album.
That comeback was crazy. Yeah, Gunna got released this year, right?
Yeah.
Oh, cheer. And then Young Thug went to jail this year.
Yeah.
No, I guess Young Thug went to jail last year.
But
the trial has been happening this year.
Yeah. I'd say those two were probably my favorite albums of the year.
Gunna's is my number two. I think Daniel Caesar is my number one.
Let's
man.
Go.
Never. I think it's called Never Enough. That album, so many replays, man. I've spun the hell out of that album.
Let's go.
Shout out to Daniel Caesar, Toronto artist, of course.
Did you go to his show?
No.
Oh, no. Shit.
But I heard it was like a choir out there, man. Like, yeah. He wasn't even singing. He would just like point his... You would let people sing for like the whole song,
and you're like,
but everyone's voice was so beautiful, and I'm like, oh shit, okay, like,
oh shit, okay. You just grab like a crowd of like amazing singers.
Yeah,
like,
I would have ruined that 100%.
Yeah, I'm glad I was.
I'd be like lip singing out there, so no one hears me. Favorite TV shows, favorite movies, anything you want to comment on that stands out?
Oh man, favorite TV shows. You know, I'm not really like I don't really watch too many.
TV
shows.
Right.
So I gotta like pass on that one.
Yeah.
Favorite movies. I didn't like really see too many movies in theater this year.
Yeah.
By default, I got to go with the Barbie movie because it's the only one that I saw that like came out this year. I liked it. I thought it was a good movie. Like I saw it and I was like, okay, like it's got like a good cast. It's got like a banging soundtrack. Like the design of the movie is actually really cool. Like the art direction is very interesting.
Marketing was crazy.
Yeah. It was like the marketing was nuts. I'm not going to say, like, oh, yeah, it was, like, my favorite movie of all time, but it's got to be my default because it's the only movie that came out this year that I actually watched. But, yeah, I'd say that one.
Yeah. I don't think I have favorite shows. I mean, for people that know me, I love the Power universe of shows, but those aren't, like, new necessarily. Favorite movie, though? Man, I actually just saw a movie last week with a boy. It's called Dream Scenario. And my boy Agape is in that movie.
Every
time he came on the screen, we were like, yo.
That's so jokes.
Probably annoying right people there. Beside us. But Nicolas Cage is the lead actor in it. It's actually really good. I'd recommend you watch it. It's like a weird style of like comedy, drama, a little bit of horror in there as well. It's hard to explain, but I would say to go check that movie out. Equalizer 3. I was telling you, man. I got a soft spot for like cheesy action movies, almost.
Fuck with that. Like, I respect it, man. I respect it.
You got Denzel Washington. It's like a senior citizen beating up these 20-year-old gangsters in Europe. I'm like, put that in my veins, man. I love that shit. Like, I think those are the two. I don't really think I watched that many movies this year, so those are my favorites by like default.
What's your favorite destination? You traveled a lot this year.
Yeah, a bit. I'd say Jamaica was the favorite destination because obviously I've been there many times, but I haven't been in so long, so it felt kind of like a new trip.
Yeah.
You know? What about you?
A real Bodmont. It's tough, man. Sweden was really cool. Sweden was really, really cool because it was like an entirely different like culture, experience, whatever.
Yeah.
But Ireland was something special, dude. Ireland was really sick. Like it was so much fun. Like the pubs were dope. The food was great, even though it's like meat and potatoes.
I didn't think the food was gonna be great.
Man, the food was nuts, dude. It's because it's like you get like a fish and chips, like like Jill's grandmother, whose place we stayed at, she lives at like just up the street from a fish and chip shop that like their family runs. Man, that fish and chips was so good. You get a fish and chips, you get a curry chip. Ooh. A curry chip with cheese.
Curry chip.
Yeah, man. Okay. Oh, dude, it's different. I got some like beef pies and man. That's if you're like a simple guy like me.
That's simple cuisine.
I love it, man. That was a good time, and it was like did a lot of sightseeing, and it was a special experience.
There you go. We gotta talk about favorite meme.
Oh man, I love this one. I gotta go with the Kevin James meme, man. It's late in the game. It was like maybe like a month or two ago.
Yep.
Kevin James
came out of nowhere. He wasn't even promoting. He didn't even start it.
No.
Yeah.
Literally was just like, fuck it. This is a jokes picture of Kevin James, and it's just going to go viral, and it did. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I respect that.
Man.
That's probably my favorite one.
I would say Kevin James for sure. The Vince McMahon meme.
Oh, man.
Where he's just like reminiscing. It's funny because no one really knows the source of it, but he's like talking about, I think he's talking about a wrestler that like passed
Triple
away.
H. I don't know. No, it wasn't Triple H. It was somebody who like recently passed away.
Yeah, and he's kind of getting very emotional and choked up, and he has to like pause the documentary, right? Pause the interview. But people just have applied that to like nostalgic moments, yeah. pretty much.
That's crazy.
Like, Dad, tell me what it was like playing Call of Duty with the boys during COVID, and he's just, like, and Dad's just, like, getting choked up, like
crying. Man. You know,
cut the cameras, like. Yeah, yeah. So that was my favorite. Gail Lewis is a very late addition.
Oh, damn!
But like, what the fuck?
Gail Lewis fucking went crazy.
Gail Lewis has gone crazy.
Gail Lewis went nuts.
She's a 10-year Walmart associate.
Yeah,
she's done her tenure. You know, she basically just recorded a video of her on her last shift after 10 years, and she's making an announcement on the Walmart intercom. Gail Lewis, 10-year Walmart associate, signing off for duty. It's been great. Just ends it there.
She put in her time.
And that shit exploded. They treated her like the Messiah, man. I don't know.
She got, I'm sure she got like her own like merch. I think she's got her own merch going on.
Meeting
like,
greets. Dude, millions of followers.
That shit's so funny. And where was it? Like Wisconsin or something? Random, like some random fucking
no fuck
hick
city.
Town.
Fucking. Yeah. Someone flew to her home. Got a her, I was about to say jersey. Her Walmart vest. I was about to say jersey because that's what they're calling it. Her Walmart vest, and had her sign it, put that on eBay, and it got up to $400,000, the highest bid.
Dude, hey man, she's worth
people
a lot
take
of money,
these
bro.
Memes and they go crazy with them. That's you know, I'm wondering in the new year if we're going to see like a partnership with Walmart. I feel like they got to throw her in an ad or
something.
Dude,
they got to throw her in an ad.
Just easy.
I guarantee if Walmart wants to, like, have a good year, they're like, fuck, we're, like, struggling with, the numbers.
Poor Gail Lewis.
Market share is going down. We need Gail Lewis to save the day. Just toss her in an ad.
100%.
Guaranteed sales are going up at least fucking 25%.
Bro, I just hope they don't dig up no, like, wild shit that she's done, and then we have to cancel Gail Lewis. I'm like, let's hope she's just pure and, like, a good person. And I mean, just leave it there,
she's
man.
She's too busy working, bro.
Too busy like, working. I mean, 10 years on.
Bullshit. Hey, man. That's 10 years anywhere is fucking nuts.
It's a long
time, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
10 years at a place like Walmart is, like, a long time, man.
Yeah.
I used to work in Metro for
five years,
bro.
Hey, if you could put another five, man, you'd be Gail Lewis.
Definitely.
We'd have your jersey in the rafters, man.
That's dude, like, it's still hanging up there in the Lincoln like, Fields
at Metro in Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Yo, this kind of reminds me of the Ocean Spray guy, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Was that 2 years ago?
That was two years ago,
just a regular video that was kind of just like pure and cool and whatnot, and then he finessed a partnership with Ocean Spray and like,
boom.
Just regular shit, you know? We have also here favorite app, campaign, product. I don't really know. Did you buy anything that's like outstanding this year that was like unique or?
Not really. I feel like, to be honest,
yeah,
like marketing, advertising for the most part this year was like kind of down bad a little bit. I didn't really see anything where I was like overly impressed or like, oh man, this was a crazy campaign. It was just like, okay, yeah, like, I saw a lot of shitty ones,
but
I didn't really see anything that was like crazy, like insane. You have to get this, you know?
No.
You know?
Yeah,
it's hard. It's a really hard question to actually answer for because we spend a lot of time shitting on bad games.
Yeah.
We don't talk a lot about good ones.
Yeah. I mean, if we're talking about a product, I will say ChatGPT. That's maybe
I'd probably say that.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest one.
Maybe GTA.
Stuff.
GTA.
Yo,
6,
coming out in 2 years, man. Did you know that trailer that dropped is the biggest? Has gained the most views within 24 hours on YouTube outside of a music video.
Yeah, it
much.
Was like it was
800 million or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Like something crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
What's nuts, man, is that like. That maybe that is
I'm
my
capping.
Favorite.
I'm
campaign.
Capping. It was like 60 million. I'm
okay.
capping. Sorry.
Whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Still
a lot. Still a lot. Yeah.
But like that might be like one of the better ones that's come out.
I would
right?
say so. Because
it's literally like, hey, here's Grand Theft Auto 6. It's coming out this day. Trailer's going to be released this day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boom. Impressions just earned themselves. Bang. Done. Complete.
And it looked good.
And it looked sick.
Yeah.
It looked really sick.
So it's not like people were like disappointed and then they were trashing it. It was like, no, we're hype.
Like, no, this actually looks fucking fire.
Yeah, you guys spent time and like you put out something that is probably going to be pretty dope. But
man, I haven't played GTA 5 in like a long time. And I remember getting it when it came out like over 10 years ago. Yeah, I still live. Man, it's crazy how
2013,
like so much.
Man.
I was 23. Like, that's crazy. You know what I mean?
And the next one's still 2 years away, right? So it's going to be 12 years since the GTA 5 release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm probably gonna be like 35.
Yeah,
like that's nuts. Playing GTA, like goddamn, man.
It is wild, man. But I'm looking forward to that. 2 years away, we'll see. We'll see when that drops. I can't really think of any other unique apps or campaigns. Do we? I mean. The least favorite has been all the Twitter shit. We haven't even talked about that a memory.
Oh,
but
my God,
the Twitter rebranding to X and the Elon Musk purchase and running it to the ground. Big L.
Yeah.
Biggest L of the year, I would say.
That's a good segment into worst. Like,
yeah, what's still in the worst ways? You're right.
I'm going to say that was probably like up there for like the...
Yeah, like, low light.
Yeah, like that's like a tank type situation right there, I got to say.
It was just annoying to see that. And have to kind of, because I'm on Twitter, have to kind of deal with like new things being added, then removed, and then new things being taken away because you don't pay for it. And then I'm like, what are we?
Yeah, like what are we guys?
What are
like,
we? Tell me the plan. Tell me the vision.
Yeah.
Let me get there.
Yeah. It doesn't really make any sense.
No. I mean, even Threads too. Like that was just like came and went, right? Do you remember that shit?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Threads said, I'm out of here. Threads said, peace.
Man, I still see it on some people's like IG profile and I'm like, damn, yo, like. Y'all doing something over there?
Yeah,
like,
get your shit together.
Yeah, get your shit together. Shout out to Threads. I mean,
yeah, that was probably like probably one of the worst trends.
Yeah,
and how annoying it was at the beginning.
Yeah,
where all like the marketers were like, "Hey, I'm new here. What do I say? Oh, it's so fun to figure it out." And then it's just like
nothing happened.
Just completely tanked. Because I'm like, okay, like, oh, we created a whole new social media strategy for this. That tanked.
Yeah,
you guys aren't ready to talk about it.
Yeah,
like. You know what I mean? It's that type of shit where I'm like, man, this is the type of shit you guys be on.
Yeah,
like,
this is the type of shit you guys like, be on. Really, I love that.
Like, you know what I mean? Your social media strategy fucking sucked.
Yeah.
And, like, the app sucks, too.
Yeah. What else also stood out in the worst way? We got to talk about it. We're Canadian. We've touched on it a bit. It is, I feel like the sentiment being in Canada has been lower than, I won't say ever, but then
I'd say
a long
this,
time.
Yeah, this year is probably, like, the biggest... year drop. Where I've said, damn, like there's the vibes are low right now.
The vibes
now.
Are low.
Like I've never really experienced that before. It's like grocery prices are so fucking high. It's impossible to get a house.
Yeah. Cost of living in general.
Cost of living
everything's
in general
up.
Is like crazy.
Yep.
Especially in Toronto where it's like there's not really much to do. It's just more buildings and shit going up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, this is like the lowest I think I've ever felt in like Canada being like, okay, like what are we doing
here? You're hearing it a lot. The energy is low. I feel like people are trying to find more reasons why they should stay here, and they're kind of losing some of those reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Me too. It's like family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because I was born here.
Yeah, literally. Like, it's hard to go other places.
Yeah.
It's difficult to make a move.
Like, Toronto, I will always say Toronto is a fun city. I have fun in Toronto.
I love Toronto.
But, yeah, I love Toronto, but there's just so many issues when it comes to, and I think I can speak from a place of privilege, you know, where I'm able to have the place that I live at, be okay, fairly comfortable, but I can still recognize what's going on in terms of, I got to close my eyes at the grocery store because the total is insane.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Four things, it's $50.
Yeah, the cost of living. I'm going to have to find a new place in the new year to live, and I'm already scared of that because I'm going to be paying $600 more than I do now, if anything. You know,
pull up here.
Yeah. Let me get your couch, brother. Please. Yeah, please.
You don't want to be sleeping on this.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's a pretty big kind of low light, what stood out in the worst way, just like the general sentiments around Canada, harder to defend as to why you're still here, you know?
Yeah, other than like your job and like, it's like I'm
family.
Tired here.
Yeah. But let's get into ending this with like a positive, right?
Yes, sir.
2024 outlook. What is next for the Mad Mix? I think we've done that every single recap, season. We always talk about what we want to do in the next season.
Yeah, I'll say this, like one thing that we really tried to put an effort into this year was like the video content and getting
our clips
out there, and like shout out to you for like really taking the lead on all that. And I feel like we like had some really good discussion
on
like two-way dialogue on social. Yeah, we got called out by the horse cop guys.
Yeah.
Probably the Ashley's coming in with Taylor Swift today, I feel like we kind of stepped up our game a little bit in terms of getting ourselves out there on social media. But what's next? You can expect a lot more of this. We've said this for the last couple of years, but like we really want to hit home guest appearances on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Really want to make sure that we're hearing different perspectives. We want to increase that like two-way dialogue that we have, bringing the right people to do with the elevator content. But
yeah.
I'll say that that's probably like a big focus of where we can go for next year, but I'm excited for it.
100%. Yeah, you touched on that well. I think stepping in more into the video, whether it's a change of scenery, change of production equipment, there's going to be a change. You know what I mean? On top of that, and on top of guests, we also want to get back into that like event shit.
Yeah.
You know, so we might be kicking off the new season or like early in the new season with an event of some sort, whether that's a live show or the Mad Mixer. We kind of, you know, demo that. I think we want to try some stuff. So look out for that next year of just us trying shit.
Yeah.
And if you followed the Mad Mix from the fucking beginning, man, we try shit.
Yep.
Some shit doesn't work, and then we do other stuff.
And then we do other shit.
Yeah. Or, you know, it constantly evolves from, like, you go from a blog to a fucking podcast to a networking event. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's different, man. It's different. What about you, though? So what, personally, your 2024 outlook? You don't need to call it a New Year's resolution, but, like, what are your goals? What are some high-level things you wanna get done?
Man, you know what? I think I said last year that I wanted to take a better job of, like, or do a better job with like my health and like getting into a fitness routine or like going to the gym or like playing sports. And I feel like I did all those things this year.
Okay.
Nice. Like there were like gaps and dips kind of all over the place, but I want to say like the back half of the year, I like really made an active effort to like make sure I'm getting on the bike for 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that right after this. Doing my 100 sit-ups, 100 days. You know what I mean? That challenge is coming up. You should do it with me.
Hey,
but, I want to say that, like, as I'm getting a little bit older, you know, your body can slow down. It's really important to, like, take care of it, both mentally and physically. And I'll say that, like, for me, that was a big focus from my approach last year. I think this year coming up, I definitely want to, like, make sure that I'm continuing that and reaching a new level of, like, consistency and discipline that I think is still untapped potential for me. But I'd say like keeping consistent with my goals and what I want, I think is an area where I've like, okay, like I think I can do that now I've unlocked it. But now it's like to take things to another level.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. You set the like building blocks this year, and then next year you're building whatever the fuck you're building.
Exactly.
You keep going from there. Beautiful answer. I think, every year I just try to grow in what I'm doing, right? Like I want to grow in my relationships and friendships and community, you know, like building more community and trying different things. So this year was really leaning into boxing. Next year I want to lean in more into that, or maybe even add a new thing that I don't know yet that I want to try.
Like ultimate frisbee, you know.
Oh, maybe. Hey, shout out,
we could go crazy frisbee. In ultimate frisbee. We would go potentially nuts.
Yo, so we'll see that. I mean, fitness, I always want to get better than the previous year as well, get into better shape mentally as well. Travel, like I'm going to be in Colombia in January.
Let's go.
We're planning to go to Europe as well with the boys and like just going to different new locations, potentially Africa next December.
Do it, man.
Family talking about it, so we'll see kind of how that goes. I'm just trying to try new things and see new places. That is like, I feel like my life motto, man. Yeah. Every year is just new stuff.
Well, because one day you're not going to be able to like do all that kind of stuff, so take advantage of it right now. I think,
and don't forget the fucking pandemic that had us in the crib, and we couldn't travel, we couldn't do new things, right?
Yeah.
Like that can happen again, God forbid, but like that can happen again.
Take advantage of like
stamp that passport, 100%,
and enjoy it.
Hey, man.
That was episode,
32.
Yeah. Season 5.
Yeah.
Season finale, man. I just want to give a big shout out to everyone who's supported us throughout the year. It's been a fun one. It's been a challenging year for a few different reasons, but we still be doing this. You know what I mean? And we're going to continue to do this, and we're really excited about where we can continue to grow, continue to go. And
continue
continue to flow, you know, dropping rhymes over here. But anyone who's listened to an episode or thought about listening to an episode or commented on any of our shit, even the Horse Cop guys, thank you for everything that you do to continue to inspire us to keep this thing going. So
straight up,
appreciate it, and hopefully you have a good morning.
Hey, brother, good rest of the year,
evening, and good night. and a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. And a Happy New Year.
Shout out to Kwanzaa. And we out.
And we out. Peace.
Peace.